G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the weekend of Saturday, September 21. I'm John Barker, joined as usual by Joel Marshall and Daniel Nuttall. Well, Joel, we've got Group 1s in Melbourne and Sydney this week. We missed you last week. We needed you here. There was a 100-1 winner in the Group 1, and no doubt you would have been all over that.
No, I don't think I haven't met anyone that was all over Gatting. I think me and Daniel were speaking earlier in the week. He was probably more like a 50-1 chance, really, but... Yeah, he was hard to find amongst a few of those other leading fancies. You were just waiting for Mr. Journey to go past, and she didn't.
No. Well, one of the other features of last Saturday, Daniel, was the women absolutely starring. Three of the four group races at Flemington, won by Raquel Clark, Linda Meach, and
Jamie Carr,
of course, the big one. And over in the West, Jade McNaught, six winners. So you have talked to Rachel King. You think we might just stay on a roll this week with the women riding the Group 1 winners?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Jamie Carr's taken most of her opportunity since moving to Melbourne. I think that's three Group 1s now. And Raquel Clark, obviously, dominating in South Australia, got her chance in Melbourne and took advantage of it at the Dulles. I hope Rachel King... can add a second Group 1 to her CV. It'll be a first in Melbourne, and as I mentioned in the article, with the first female rider to win a Group 1 on a Godolphin-owned horse, which will be historic. So you're on Deprive in the Rupert Clark, and each way odds, but I think definitely a chance in what is an open race.
All right, we'll take you right through the black type races at Caulfield. There are four of them. We start in race 5, Ladbroke's How Now Stakes. 1,200 for the mares, Joel, at Group 3 level.
Yeah, hard to go against Pippi as long as she's still got another good performance in her this prep, and I can't see why she shouldn't. She's going to be hard to beat. 6 Angelic Ruler I thought was the value. What we saw of her in the East last prep suggested she could measure up to something like this. 8 Bella Martini ran well fresh last prep, and if she reproduces that, she can run well again. And 11 Tofan back, did bounce back at the Valley last start. 4, 6, 8, 11.
And with Tofani, that Mooney Valley win was terrific, I thought. It was a little flat first up, maybe 1,000 metres a tad short for her, but stepping up to 1,200 metres, she sat wide the whole way. McDee kept her in a rhythm, and she was too strong, and I thought it was a terrific win. I'm going to go with her on top here. I think she might provide value. And this Pippi next best, look, she's should get all the favours again. And Spanish Whisper, who ran second to her last week, of course, won the Let's Lope last week to Frank the Form. So she's in with a chance. She just thinks she's too short at the $2. So I'm happy to pay with 11 on top of 4. 7 and next Everyday Lady was huge in that Group 2 McEwen against some very good sprinters, and Manicure Fresh in next. 11, 4, 7, 5.
Pippi for me to beat Dawn Dawn, Tofani, and Angelic Ruler for 10, 11, and 6. Race 6 at Caulfield on Saturday, better known as the Naturalism Stakes, but it is the East Malvern Bendigo Bank MRC Foundation Cup, over 2,000 metres, and the Hayes and Dabernig Yard are going in team-handed here, Joel.
They sure are. Look, I've got Supernova on top. There's already a scratching in Sydney, so I think they'll be waiting in Sydney for another scratching, and they should get that. So that would leave me with number 7, Brimham Rocks, at good odds here. He ran second this day to Avilius last year in the Kingston Town. I think he ran second in the Metrop, second to Yucatan, and then second on Derby Day at Flemington. So he had a good spring. Came back for the autumn. They threw him in some strong races, and he ran a good race third up and then failed in the BMW and the Sydney Cup. I thought his two runs back, even though it reads 0-9, they've been pretty good. And yeah, they've avoided the heavy track in Sydney to come here. He's run well at Caulfield, as I said, with that second to Yucatan and the Herbert Power. So I'm going to play him at each way odds. Sikandara Bad, I've been with him, and he's ready to win. He's, I think, should be favourite ahead of Super Titus, who'll be hard to beat. 4 Steel Prince, ripping return from him, and 2 Nerf Bosk would go into my 4.
Yeah, I've got Sikandara Bad on top. Very good return in the Lawrence. And last start, I think, got a bit too far back than I thought he would, but rallied home well and ran some quick sectionals, or 6 behind Holmes in there in that Fian. I'm giving another chance. 2,000 metres here, distance he's performed well over, of course, and one has won a listed race over this track and trip before. So on top of the 5, 15 Supernova, Joel touched on, probably runs in Sydney, and I'm keen on him if he's there as well, but if he's here, has to be in the numbers for sure. No knock super tight, it's off the last start. Heatherly win, sat wide there throughout, but was still too strong. The run-up Captain Cook has since run well again. And in for fourth over the nine. Etymology, 5, 15, 11, 9.
Second narrow bet for me to beat Super Titus Steel Prince, and one of the Hayes ones resuming, the Toppy Muntaha, gives me 5, 11, 4, and 1. Race 7 is the big one at Caulfield on Saturday. Ladbrokes Sir Rupert Clark Stakes, 1400 metre handicap, Group 1 worth $500,000. We had the Godolphin Raider Jungle Cat win this from the top of the weights last year, Joel, but generally it's a race for horses with 54.5 and under.
Yeah, well, mine is just above that. Widgie Turf with the 56 I've lent to. We all know he's got a great overall record. He's sort of never really proven himself at Group 1 level, but he's run well in a Stradbroke. Sort of okay late in a Doncaster and a tough race to win. Just think these conditions do suit him. He was pretty good first up at the Valley in a race he couldn't win. I thought sort of $17, $18 he would be running well. Amphitrite was good first up. I think she's the hardest to beat. 14 be good to your mother. Very well found. 350, but can win. And 15 Age of Chivalry doing a good job this prep.
With Deprive, as I touched on earlier, we'll get back from the wide draw. It's not a big deal drawing 14 here, I think, as it would have gone back anyway. Untested 1400 metres is some query, but I think he's racing like he'll be able to get out to it. And third up here, it's a second run in Melbourne. Last start at Moonee Valley was okay, beat everything else bar the inevitable, and I was pretty good. And that trope form earlier in the prep stacks up as well. So each way odds, happy to have 9 on top to Pry. 15 in next age the Chivalry. Form around this horse has stood up all over the place, drawn well and plummets down to 52 kilos. Be good to your mother must be included as well. I think short enough at the price though. And in for 4th, Iconoclasm, I think Widgie Turf has a case as well, and we'll go on quaddies. 9, 15, 14, 13 for me.
Be good to your mother for me, but what, you know, I'd be certainly is short enough, as you say, I'd be surprised if it does start that short. To beat Amphitrite, Age of Chivalry and Deprive, 14, 12, 15, 9. Last of the black type races at Caulfield on Saturday, Aquas Jim Maloney Stakes for Pinchapoo. 1400 metres for 3-year-old fillies at listed level.
You've gone with number 11, Beauty Bolt, to extend her winning sequence, 3 for 3. She's done a good job at both starts this time in. Came from a long way back at Seymour, first up from a spell. Graham Begg, speaking to Graham Begg this week, he gave me a pretty good push for her. Thinks she's a Guineas player, so she would want to be going close in this. 12, Excused, comes through a good midweek race at Sandown. Now, prior to that, was competitive at stakes level. 7, Deserved, thought was okay at the Valley. And 1, Curie Rupp. They both come through the same race, and I thought they both performed quite well against the pattern of the day there, so they go in next best. There's a horse here that's massive odds. I think, did you make this your Ruffy Bucks, Namibia?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, 50-1, I think it's crazy, off a really good debut win. Sometimes those Pat Carey trained horses can, they don't often put two together, some of those horses, sort of those staying types, but yeah, it was a good debut win, so I think 50s is way over the mark.
Well, yeah, it was backed in there, 21 to 13, but that was 1,000 metres, goes up to 1,400, is by Smart Missile, but being one of those Wylop Farm horses, you would expect to enjoy the extra distance. Yeah. Daniel?
Yeah, look, we had a look. There's so many different form lines to the cipher in this race. Look, I went with Ficino, just the 13, because I was really keen on her first up at Ballarat. It was a Ballarat Synthetic Maiden. Pretty moderate one at that too, but she was terrific that day. She sat wide throughout, ridden like the best horse in the race, and won quite arrogantly. I'm willing to stick with her, and just for the price, I think she's about $11-$12, making her my best each way of the day. But yeah, a few of these could win. I've got the 1 Kura up in next, good form on Sassy Soul Judge first up, up to the 1400 metres, the big tick. 3 Done By Me and 6 Talented round out the 4. Talented hasn't seemed to come up yet, but I think there's been excuses in both runs. She's certainly better than what she's showing so far. Surely there's one more chance for me. 13 each way, 1, 3, 6.
Yeah, and despite Namibia being my roughie, I've actually got Joel's on top here. 11 Beauty Bolt, in fact, is my value of the day to beat Namibia. Foxy Lady in acting, 11, 15, 9 and 8. As I say, Beauty Bolt was my value, but my best came up earlier, number race four, number three, Hope Brion Her. Daniel, we have had your best in value, your best being Secunderabad, your value being Fashino. And Joel, talk us through your best in value, which come up in races two and three.
Yeah, my value is Levin Lass, race two, number seven. I think she's a promising middle distance staying filly. The blinkers were off first up. She was a huge drifter in betting. I thought she went pretty well. Blinkers on up to a mile. I think she's good odds at $11. And Lesage is the best, race three, number 10. Like what she did in her first prep, and the form through St. Edward's Crown should hold up. Obviously, I'm Immortal's got the form on the board, but I think Lesage jumped out really well, will be hard to beat.
All righty, Royal Randwick is the venue for Sydney racing on Saturday, and just like clockwork, as the big races come up, the rain comes down, and we have got a heavy track, Kembla Grange off on Thursday. What's the forecast, Joel?
It is to be fine Friday, Saturday, but just
not
read.
Yeah. Navesh, it's not too bad from now, is
Navesh
it?
Navesh Ramdani from the Randwick track just said heavy eight will be the best. So a day or two drying weather and they're still going to get a heavy eight. I think that's the disappointing thing. But yeah, wet track is looking for.
All right. Well, it is Colgate Optic White Stakes Day. Winx is gone. So that opens that right up. And we've got another one of those cracking sort of Everest lead ups coming up in the shorts. But we start at race four, Dali Tea Rose Stakes. Three-year-old fillies at Group 2 level. Well, Libertini stays odds on. Very impressive first up, not quite so impressive second up. What do you make of it, Daniel?
Yeah, look, that wet track we mentioned, that's what let me in the corner of Funstar, and I'm quite keen on her. Libertini second pick, but I thought she was really good first up behind Yao Dash, who might be quite good himself, and has had match fitness on its side. Funstar, you know, sat fourth there and ran on well, and the extra trip up to 1400 metres, she'll get through that fine. So ticks a lot of boxes for me, Funstar, and goes on top, and happy to take 440 about her. Libertini in next. Obviously got the job done, $1.18, only just won, but she did enough. It has to go on the numbers. Subpoena, the one taking on this sort of level for the first time. Two runs in Australia. It was terrific last start at Kensington, I thought. And in for fourth, I got Flit. Five a special, 174.
Same four numbers. Funstar, she's my value bet for the day. You know, 440, 450 is not sort of value, really, but taking on an odds-on favourite. So I think she is value. 1600 will suit her better, but I just think on the heavy ground, she'll lead up 1400, and this is the chance to get a half-decent price about a good horse. One, Libertini, no real knock, just 1400 on a heavy. I think it's worth taking on. Seven, Subpoena, got a bit of time for her. 1600 will be perfect in a couple of weeks' time. And four, Flit.
Race five at Royal Randwick on Saturday, Bill Ritchie handicap. Group three over 1400. There's three Northern Hemisphere imports in this. Daniel, and you're with one of them, the Godolphin horse, Cascadian?
Am I?
Sorry, no, Joel is.
Joel. I'm with Cascadian, yes. He was really good first up. He trialled well, just defended a little bit sharp, but he was doing good work late. Had a nice trial since 1400. He's just going to get through the heavy ground. I think it'll be very hard to beat. Six Star of the Seas is a good threat. He was wide and kept finding the line first up. Five Colding, he's also in at Newcastle on Friday in the Cameron, but he didn't have a lot of luck first up. He was held up at a key stage. He's going well. And 12 Desert Lord, he's got to step up to the big boys to some degree, but he'll take a stack of improvement from that first up run, and he is good enough to measure up.
I found this really tough. I think my top four numbers similar to Joel, but yeah, not much to separate those. I had 12 Desert Lord on top, get a heavy track again this week, and probably prefers good tracks admittedly, but I thought this last start run was okay. Second up form reads very well and boasts a pretty convincing win over Colding, over 1400 metres second up in the pass, so goes on top. But as I said, hard to separate. My number six in Next Star of the Seas. Terrific first up return and loves the wet tracks. Cascadian in for the reasons Joel outlined. And nine in for fourth. Chaotic. 12, 6, 7, 9. Race five.
The big one at Randwick is race seven. Colgate Optic White Stakes worth $500,000. 1600 weight for age.
The shorts.
Oh, the shorts.
Just a crappy race.
Well, possibly I was taking the best for the last, but let's go for it now. Race 6, Bowman's Office Furniture Shorts, 1,100 metres, Group 2 level.
It may lose a little bit of depth because I'm reading Santa Ana Lane is unlikely to go there. They're going to make a call later today. In her time, likely to be scratched, and Sunlight, I think they're angling to scratch her. So we might be down to just 8. On the heavy, not sure about Jonker too. He's battled a couple of times on wet tracks, so haven't read much about him. But either way, it's still going to be a great lineup. I've gone with 3, Pirata. Excellent first up. He had no 1,000-metre form, but he charged and just missed Redzel. He ran second in a Galaxy this track and trip. Second up last prep. 6, Classic Legend. I think he measures up. He's short enough. Clear $4 favourite, but he certainly looks full of quality. 4, Osborne Bulls. He, just went so close, didn't he, last prep? 5 Group 1 seconds, and 2 Redzel. He failed on the heavy second up in the Galaxy last prep, so that's the one little knock, but at least he's back to his best first up. 3, 6, 4, 2.
Osborne Bulls, for me, I love this trial. Got a long way back in cruise time, taking a sack of ground in the straight. Fresh record reads well, and I'm with him on top. Pierrata in next, as Joel said, 1,000 metres is a query there, but it was a slashing run. He's come back in terrific order. Well, it's much more suited in this race here. In the third, I have Redzel. First up, I didn't expect him to win, admittedly. I sort of left him out on my quaddie, but look, he's a classy type, and if you can repeat that, he'll be in the game. And for fourth, Classic Legend, interesting. See how he fares against the open grade sprinters. His first time in this grade, and let's see if he's good enough. But I think he's definitely good enough to be thereabouts at least. 4, 2, 3, and 6.
Take 2, Colgate Optic White Stakes, race 7, 1600, weight for age. Group 1, and Chris Waller's won this 6 of the last 7 years, obviously courtesy of Winks the last 3. The favourites won it 8 of the past 9 years. One of you is with the favourite, one of you is with a Waller runner. Joel?
Yeah, I am giving Very Elegant another chance. I was in her corner first up. I thought she'd come back really well, judging by her trials. She was disappointing. No two ways about it. She only beat one home. She was beaten less than 4 lengths, though. Samadad obviously got them rolling along in front. I think the key is getting onto a wet track, because she's 6 from 7 on soft and heavy with a second. If she doesn't run, top 3 on Saturday, then there'll be question marks about her campaign. But I'm with her to beat 2, Avilius. I think he will benefit from a wet track as well. His two runs have been good in defeat. 1, Happy Clapper. You can't leave him out. And 3, Dream Force. Excellent win first up. Had the pattern to suit, but we know he's a good performer at this level. We saw that in the George Ryder and the Doncaster last year. 11, 2, 1, and 3. Yeah, I'm leaving Samadad out again. I've left him out twice. Hopefully third time lucky.
Yeah, I have as well. But I'm with Avilius in this. Look, going to be beaten as 260 favourite and $2 favourite. Performance will be under the microscope, but I thought his two runs have been quite good. And as Joel said, that heavy, that wet track is a massive plus for him. Very Elegant in next. Again, another he'll just appreciate get onto the wet track. Of I was too on her, and she never looked likely first up, but the extra distance here will help. And she is unbeaten second up. Dreamforce was terrific resuming, beat a pretty smart one there, and is pretty bomb-proof second up himself, and in for fourth over the 9, Youngstar. Good late in the Chelmsford. I think she's in for a good prep. 2.11.3.9.
Last of the black type races at Rambica's Race 8, the Agency Real Estate Kingston Town Stakes, 2,000 metres, Group 3 level. And Joel, as you alluded to, we got 16 to face the start. We got 4 emergencies, the second of which is Supernova, who you're both quite keen on. But as you mentioned, a lot of these in the Newcastle Cup, and I mean, one of them I see Red Cardinal, Barrier 15, Chris Lees, surely no jockey. You would think that'll be one scratching, and there should be another.
Yeah, our Sentry is already out, so he's going to Newcastle, and there's a handful of others. So, yeah, Supernova, I think, will get a run, and he'll be very hard to beat. He handled the wet ground last prep, only at benchmark level, but he's a promising stayer. Loved his return run in the Rolly Mile at Hawkesbury. I think he'll be very hard to beat. 11, Come Play With Me, a big danger. Obviously, the Perth form, and we saw him run really well at his Sydney debut, only beaten by the mudlark Wugok, who then went and won the Wyong Cup, so nothing wrong with that form. 4, Finch, thought he'd run well fresh, and he did. He'll run well again, probably still a run away from a winning chance, and 16 Girl Tuesday has to be included. 17 Scarlet Dream will be going in all my bets too. Of course, she was my best bet a couple of weeks ago and just missed. She's come back in good order. Just out of my numbers, but still going in everything. I'm keen on Supernova though.
Yeah, likewise, Barks, I'm pretty keen on Supernova. That Rolly Mile run was enormous. It was a long way last at the turn and made a terrific amount of ground in the straight. The winner, Gaulois, was rock hard fit and had the much better run closer to the speed, and Supernova only finished a half a length. It was a good effort first up, 2 from 3 second up, and wet track form a tick. So on top for me as well, I think my best each way of the day in Sydney. The 4 and next, Finch, awesome guy to follow all throughout this preparation. Of course, the 1600 metre might be a little bit nippy from first up, but he did run well there in a group 2. Come play with me in next and Girl Tuesday, another Waller runner I'm keen on in this. 18, 4, 11 and 16.
Alrighty, well, remarkably, you've got the same best and value bets at this meeting, but you've just flipped them around. So we're talking race 4, number 5, Funstar, is Joel's value and Daniel's best. And race 8, number 18, Supernova, is Joel's best, Daniel's value. So there you go. They are the two to be on at Royal Randwick this Saturday. At Morfordville, there's quite a tidy little meeting highlighted by two listed events. And the first of them, Daniel, sees your best come up. It's race 5, the Tokyo City Cup, over 1,800 metres.
Yeah, keen on Valak here, and a good price too, $5. Of course, coming up with Char Rosso, who's good form in Melbourne, this preparation, a couple others racing well. But Valak's first up run was quite tidy behind Super Titus in that Heatherly Stakes. Also mentioned earlier, Captain Cook, since run well out of that race, and just will improve second up to 1,800 metres. Did trial well, as well, I thought. So it ticks a lot of boxes for me, Valak, and I'm surprised he's come up the price he has. He's on top, and as you said, best of the day. In for second, I got Muntaha. Resuming here, of course, Melbourne Cup ran well behind Cross Counter. He's only had the 2 runs since in group quality, so a bit of a watch on him. In the third, Charossa, good form this preparation. Little disappointing in the Balaclava Cup last start, but he can atone. And fourth, Porosity, and fourth, one a special, 4.69.
And the other listed event at Morfordville is race 7, the WH Wiley Handicap. This one's over 1,100.
Yeah, bit of luster lost from this race. I know there's a couple of dual acceptances with Everyday Lady and Victory Kingdom. I think Victory Kingdom's out of Melbourne as well, so been scratched from two venues. And Everyday Lady, of course, will be running in Melbourne. So that leaves me with Soothing on top, the Godolphin runner. Respect James Cummings bringing the horse, or the stable bringing the horse here. It'll be hard to beat after the scratching, I would think. That last start run behind Mizzy was quite good. That form has since stood up. And Raquel Clark goes on board, so another listed winner for the girls. Very likely this weekend. In for second, I have the 2 Mystico. Also really like from the small stable, might be a little bit underrated. Just a tough gelding that was close to the more often than not last preparation and culminated in a couple of wins. In for third, I got Gift of Power, New Zealand runner making his Australian debut. And for fourth, the 4 All Off over Bossa Nova. I think it's a race in 2. Happy to play around 5 and 2 in this. 5, 2, 3 and 4.
And your value bet comes up in the last. That's race 8, number 4, Stealthy Lucas.
Yeah, I thought the first up run was okay, but it'll derive benefit from that Stealthy Lucas. I really liked the way he went about it last preparation. His run at Flemington before the spell over 800 metres was quite good. He finished third at Admiral's Joker there. Made him a black booker after that run, and then it was put away for a spell. So thought first up he'd need the run, and it looked like he did, but I think second up here in a weaker race, Dean Holland coming down to take the ride. I think Stealthy Lucas at $10, definitely worth an each way bet. Race 8, number 4.
You got anything to say about Morfordville, John?
No, nothing for me. Thanks.
Eagle Farm, the venue for Brisbane racing on Saturday. Daniel, and we're building a bank early doors. Your best in the second, your value in the third.
Yeah, best comes up in race 2, Ocean Addict for the Toby Edmonds stable. All been around the mark this preparation, 3 seconds in a row. Her last start second was huge. She looked the winner there for a moment. There loomed up wide, and 200 out, you thought you were collecting if you're on her. But Mac Denif had the easier run on the inside and was able to pip it on the line. That was a spite running wide throughout and sustaining a long run, Ocean Addict, I think, with the freshen up since then. This looks no tougher, meets some of the same opponents she did meet that day, and still wants to go to 54.5 kilos. She'll be hard to beat. So race two, number five, my best in Brisbane, Ocean Addict. And the value comes up in the next. Epicurious, a horse I've been following from the little known Louise White stable at Sunshine Coast. She's building up quite nicely this prep. She gets a long way back in her races, one to be wary of, but just finally getting out to the 1600 metres here is a big tick for her. She's two lengths off profit over 1400 metres, and gets a kilo and a half weight swing on that horse. I think she's better suited up to 1600 metres. And in this race, one's $1.75 and the other's $12. So, each way all day, race three, number seven, Epicurious.
All righty, that wraps up a big meeting at Eagle Farm. What do you got up there, Joel? Anything?
No, nothing for me, Brisbane either.
All right, well, Belmont. There's nothing in particular on at Belmont, but at a reasonably godly hour of 2:08 Eastern, you can get BJ Ryan's value bet around about $6. Race one, number one, Prized Nemesis. And his best comes up later on, 5:19 Eastern, and that is race six, number four, Too Close the Sun. Earlier in the day, Joel, I haven't printed it out. Oh, yes, I have. And it's just that our Rod Jobs man has got my sheets in the wrong order. Windsor Park Place is a Group 1 event at Hastings. Sees the reappearance of the New Zealand's best horse, Melody Bell. And you are tipping her on top, but there is one you like for Quinella players.
Yeah, look, should be very hard to beat. Seven-time Group 1 winner, outstanding win in the... I forget the name of it. Used to be the Mudgeway. They changed its name all the time. But in the first leg of this Triple Crown series at Hastings, excellent win from the back. She's just got a brilliant record at the mile. And she just, too hard to tip against. I think Vigor Winner will run a decent race. We saw him in Queensland. He'd only had four starts. And trainer Lauren Brennan sent him to Queensland. He ran a couple of races there, Queensland Guineas, and just came up a bit short. But she got good positive feedback from the jockeys. She's gone back home to New Zealand, won well first up. That was at Hastings 3 weeks ago in just a benchmark race. I think he's a good each-way play and a good Quinella play. Vigor Winner, More Wonder, I've got him for third, and Cut a Deal in for fourth. I've made Vigor Winner my value play for the day. My best is Beauty Star in the first race, one number three. Impressive last start, out to 2,000 metres. 2100, just a logical progression, and seems to have a bit of upside at the staying caper. The other meeting is Riccarton. My best is in the last, Miss Scandinavia, race 10, number 12. Very disappointing first up. That was on a heavy track. Should be drier conditions on Saturday, so she can improve. And Bronte Beach is the value, race 8, number 9. Held up early in the straight, got home all right there at the 1,000. 1,200, a definite tick for her.
Okay, that takes care of a big Saturday of racing around Australasia. Don't forget, though, there's also some massive racing on Friday, where we've got a 10 race. We've got full form for a 10 race card at Kyneton, and also the 8 races at Newcastle include 3 Group 3s. Joel, I see you've done the form. Is there anything you can tell us about Newcastle?
Yep, I've come prepared today, Bart, for Newcastle Friday. My best is race 1, number 1, Mocambo. He comes through the Yow-Dash Funstar race. Got 61.5, but I think can be too good out to the mile. And going through the stakes races, the Cameron Handicap race 5, and with 2 Colding, as mentioned, he's also in on Saturday, to beat 8 Natoya, 6 Wren's Day, and 14 Rock. Newcastle Cup, I'm with 8 Hush Writer, to beat 2 Our Century, who goes here now that he's been scratched from Saturday, 16 Our Candidate, and 7 Azuro. And my value bet comes up in the Tibby Stakes for the Mares, race 8, with number 11 Into the Abyss. She still only won one race, so that's the knock on her, but she's had 2 runs back. She should be peaking. And the bigger track, getting away from Wyong, where she worked the line pretty well second up, I think the big track will suit her. So she's on top each way from 9 Notation, 2 Pohutukawa, and 5 Sweet Deal.
All righty, and it doesn't stop on Friday and Saturday either, because you've got the Gold Nugget on Sunday as well as the Coleraine Cup. We've got full form for 4 meetings on Sunday, and fields for everywhere else. We've also got fields for Monday. And all your favourite columnists and features, all for only $5.50. Don't forget to pick it up. Our best $20 bet for the weekend, Daniel.
Go to Sydney, race 4, Funstar 20 on the head.
Yeah, well, I'll go Sydney as well. Pretty sure he's going to line up there, race 8, number 18, Supernova.
And I will go Melbourne. I'm actually going to go for one that I have not even mentioned. We'll go $10 each way, race 3, number 6, Meteorite. Have a great weekend, everybody. Back plenty of winners, and we'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.